What explains employers' Japanese turn? Perhaps after the pandemic, bosses are kinder to workers. Another more realistic possibility is that firms are in a strong financial position. This may allow them to withstand lower revenues today without needing to slash costs. Many received help from governments during the COVID era. And in recent years, corporate profits have been hefty. Businesses across the rich world are still sitting on cash piles, about a third higher than before the pandemic. A more intriguing possibility concerns the workforce. According to our estimates, the rich world is missing 10 million workers, or roughly 1.5% of the labour force, relative to pre-pandemic trends. In Britain and Italy, the workforce has actually shrunk. Early retirements and an ageing population explain part of the deficit. COVID may have pushed people to reassess their priorities, prompting them to drop out. Some even think long COVID is forcing people to stay on the sidelines. Whatever the explanation, falling participation has wreaked havoc with plans. Many firms fired staff when the pandemic hit, only to struggle to rehire them in 2021. That year, vacancies in the OECD hit an all-time high of 30 million. Employers may now want to avoid making the same mistake. A recent report by S&P Global Market Intelligence, a consultancy, identifies a reluctance among companies to sanction job cuts due to the immense challenges they faced in rehiring post-pandemic. In America, gross job losses have so far been smaller than is normal at the start of the year. Daniel Silver of J.P. Morgan Chase, a bank, speculates that this is because firms are reluctant to let go of workers given perceived difficulties in eventual rehiring. Labour market pain may end up being merely delayed. In some past recessions, unemployment only started to rise decisively some time after GDP started to fall. But real-time data show little sign that joblessness is about to surge. A recent survey by Manpower Group, a staffing firm, suggests employers in most countries still have ambitious hiring plans. In America, the National Federation of Independent Business, a lobby group, finds an unusually large share of small firms plan to create new jobs in the next 3 months. Confronted with labour market resilience, even in the face of rising interest rates, central banks may be tempted to tighten monetary policy faster still. Further increases in rates or another energy shock may push employers over the edge, forcing them to cut staff. The pressure to retain staff could, however, become a structural issue. Over the next decade, rich world populations will age rapidly, dragging further on labour supply. Good workers are likely to become harder to find. Next time, there may only be three people making your correspondence martini.